Chapter 2
我的母亲
My mom
在写这篇作文的时候，试着开始回想妈妈曾经在生活中怎么样陪伴你，以及她又是如何与你相处生活的。借由描述妈妈和自己日常生活中的互动，除了可以再次体会自己和妈妈的亲密关系，也可以学习到介绍跟自己亲近的人的写作技巧哦。写作技巧
Tips
在写我的母亲之前，我们先闭上眼睛，想想看妈妈的外表、年龄和长相。仔细想想，要怎么介绍全天下最温柔、最漂亮的妈妈呢？我们第一段的建议开头句就是
My mom is about 45 years old.
我妈妈大约是45岁。
My mom is about 45 years old.
我妈妈大约是45岁。然后，我们可以谈论妈妈和自己的互动关系哦。因为我们平常有太多时间跟妈妈在一起，而且妈妈通常是跟我们最亲近的人。我们跟妈妈之间有很多事情可以写哦。我们第二段的建议开头句就是
My mom is always reasonable.
我的妈妈通常都通情达理。
My mom is always reasonable.
我的妈妈通常都通情达理。最后，我们要怎么表达对妈妈的爱呢？在我们还没上学之前，妈妈比老师更早来教育我们，照顾我们，所以妈妈真的是全天下最好的老师呢。这样的妈妈，我们一定要大声地把我们的爱说出来哦。我们第三段的建议开头句就是
I love my mom, and so I give her a hug.
我爱我的妈妈，所以我给她一个拥抱。
I love my mom, and so I give her a hug.
我爱我的妈妈，所以我给她一个拥抱。现在，让我们来听听 Jenny 的文章。
我的母亲大约45岁。
My mom is about 45 years old.
她有着一头很长的头发和一双大眼睛。
She has long hair and very big eyes.
她是一个家庭主妇。
She is a housewife.
她总是陪我一起做完功课后，才去打扫房子和帮家人准备晚餐。
She always helps me with my homework before she cleans the house and prepares dinner for my whole family.
她真的是一个很好，很慈祥的妈妈。
She is really a nice and kind mother.
我的妈妈总是非常通情达理。
My mom is always very reasonable.
她只要求我把学校的作业都完成。
All she asks for is for me to complete my schoolwork.
如果我考试考得特别好，她就会很开心。
If I get a good mark on my test, she will be very happy.
如果考不好，她不会生气，而且会鼓励我继续加油。
If I don't do well, she won't get angry. She will encourage me to do better next time.
我爱我的妈妈，所以我每次放学回到家，都会给妈妈一个拥抱，告诉她，妈妈，你是世界上 最棒的妈妈。
I love my mom, so I give her a hug when I get home and tell her that she is the best mom in the world.
再听一次整篇文章。
My mom is about 45 years old. She has long hair and very big eyes. She is a housewife. She always helps me with my homework before she cleans the house.And prepares dinner for my whole family. She is really a nice and kind mother. My mom is always very reasonable. All she asks for is for me to complete my schoolwork. If I get a good mark on my test, she will be very happy. If I don't do well, she won't get angry. She will encourage me to do better next time.I love my mom, so I give her a hug when I get home and tell her that she is the best mom in the world.